a million electric cars on the road here by the end of the decade. That was the target, part of Ireland's plan to cut carbon emissions in half to help limit the warming of the planet and slow down the devastating effect of global warming. New figures today show, however, that there's been a fall in the number of electric cars sold in the first half of this year compared to this time last year. The number of petrol and electric hybrid cars licensed in the first half of this year increased by 43% compared to the same period in last year, and almost a quarter of new private cars were diesel. Let's get more on this from Geraldine Herbert, who's motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Hi, Geraldine. Thanks for talking to us again. What do you make of these figures?
I suppose this has been a trend that's happened really since the beginning of the year. So if we look back on what happened, the growth of EV market share from 1% in 2018 to 19% last year was driven mainly by the early adopters. Now, they've adopted, and I suppose the mainstream buyer is proving a lot more cautious. They want reassurance about things like the charging infrastructure. The other big issue, Gavin, is depreciation on EVs. The reduction of the price of some EVs in the new car market has led to very steep depreciation in the used EV market, and it has meant that some car dealers are simply not taking trade-ins on EVs. So this is creating a lot of buyer hesitancy. There's also a lot of myths and misinformation about battery lifespan, the environmental impact of EVs, and added to all of this, then there's been changes to the government grants. So all of this creates uncertainty for car buyers, and I suppose they're sticking with what they know.
How can they be encouraged to make the switch, do you think?
I think there's a lot that the government and the car industry needs to do to reassure people about battery longevity. I think that is a key issue. The infrastructure as well. I think the communication from the government hasn't been very strong on that. They reduced the grants because they're putting the money into the public charging infrastructure. But depending on where
when
you live...
When you say infrastructure, Geraldine, for many people that means, where am I going to charge my car?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Now, it is improving. There's no doubt about that. And they're going to install these fast chargers on every 60 kilometres of the motorways. But the problem is it's improving slowly. It depends where you live in the country, what journeys you're making as to whether or not you're seeing any great differences. So I think that's where the problem is. The car industry needs to step up in terms of batteries, and the government needs to step up in terms of messaging.
The phasing out of petrol and diesel cars, there is an EU target here. Like, they're not going to be around, are not going to be allowed to be around forever, isn't that right?
Yes, so the target is 2035. I think the big problem is, though, the government had set their own target of 2030. Now, this was never going to be possible. We were always going to have to go with an EU-led target. The problem is, though, the climate change targets are built around still that 2030 target. So we're now looking at a situation where literally every car sold from next year to the end of the decade would have to be electric in order to meet those targets. And the problem is, I suppose, much of the heavy lifting that is being done by EVs in terms of transport emissions. So it leaves the government in a very difficult position in terms of meeting those targets.
And in the short term, it also means that for people who are changing their car at the moment, for many of them, it just simply remains too expensive to make that change.
Well, the thing about it is money is obviously not an option because car sales is not the issue because car sales are up. I think the problem is people still have this perception that EVs are expensive. They don't realise that they're so cheap to run, and the trade-in values are a big problem. So again, it comes back to messaging.
Geraldine Herbert, thank you very much for speaking with us.